broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 at the Signia Hotel in Atlanta. This is Business Radio X. And now, here's your host.
And we are back, broadcasting live from Georgia Technology Summit 2024. Stone Payton here with you. No, we're not in studio. We are here at the Signia Hotel. And this thing is just brimming with activity. People are starting to fall into the next set of sessions, I believe. But you guys are in for a real treat. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast CEO with Cantaloupe, Ravi. How are you, man?
Stone, it's great to be here. Doing wonderful. It's been an incredible summit so far.
So, yes, we're only kind of late morning, and it looks like a lot's been accomplished, yeah?
Yeah, it's been rocking out of the gate. You know, we are first-time exhibitors here, and our booth has been humming. You know, I brought six people here, and I'm thinking I should have brought 60.
Wow. So what is the key? Because, you know, not everyone has that kind of success in an exhibit environment. Did you just get lucky, or did you set up a strategy that going into this that you think really helped you get the most out of being here?
I think from an Atlanta technology company, we are one of the best kept secrets. We actually are the largest technology company on the planet in terms of powering self-service commerce storefronts. In plain English, cases like vending, laundromats, parking, car wash, dog wash, anywhere where you can buy a product or a service and make a payment without a store clerk helping you or an attendant helping you. That's what we build. And we have 1.2 million such storefronts and do over 1 billion transactions a year. So we are kind of, you know, under the radar a lot of times, but very cool technology that is becoming more and more relevant as people want to buy without interacting with another human being to pay and get their products or services.
Well, it's impressive. And it is, at least it was a secret to me. I did, you know, of course, I've interacted with all of those things, right? Except not the dog wash for a while. I've grown out of the dogs. But, you know, the parking and all that. Yeah, sure, every day. So coming here, are there people here you're looking to partner with? Are there people here who might at some point be doing business directly with you? What are some of the objectives, I guess?
Yeah, when it comes to software and particularly payments, you know, what's now contemporary term is fintech or financial technology.
Yeah, yeah.
Atlanta has practically become the world's capital. 80% of the world's payments actually in one shape or form run through an Atlanta company.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's just a great ecosystem to be here for recruiting talent, for finding partners, you know, for just working with even customers. We do a lot with companies here. So it's been nice to be here. Our company was traditionally or historically headquartered in Malvern, Pennsylvania. But now most of the executive team is here and our major presence has started shifting to Atlanta. And so I'm proud to say we are kind of an Atlanta-based company. Plus, I've been in Atlanta 22 years, my whole professional career. So,
oh, have you really?
I like having our base here.
So you've always been involved with technology or commerce or both? Or did you kind of make some big shifts along the way?
Always with technology in one shape or form. I kind of grew up at Accenture early part of my career moved to a company, public company called CBeyond, where we did cloud-based infrastructure as a service. And then moved to a company called Bridge2, where we did a lot of loyalty rewards redemption. And then to a company called Bakkt.
You can't hold a job, Robbie.
Where it is. Well, Bakkt was crypto options and futures.
Then
I came to Cantaloupe from there. So different things, but all in technology and all in financial technology of one kind or another.
It seems like a very exciting field. I mentioned in a conversation earlier, a lot of IQ points walking these carpets here. It's like a lot of smart, passionate, dedicated folks that just have some cool stuff going on. Huh?
Yeah, I think that's where even financial technology in Atlanta and that ecosystem sometimes flies under the radar. You know, people look at Silicon Valley and how vibrant it is. I think fintech in Atlanta is equally vibrant or more, and the future is really bright.
So being a CEO, you got a lot in your field of view, and you have to make some choices about where you're going to spend time, energy, resources. But I have to believe that a very important aspect of that must be trying to architect the culture, like creating what you want the environment to be like. Do you spend a lot of energy thinking about that and trying to shape the culture going forward?
Absolutely. I mean, that's job number one, right? It's okay. The old saying, culture eats strategy for breakfast. I think it's literally true.
Yeah.
I certainly try to live that every day. From a Cantaloupe culture perspective, what I've tried to do since I've been in the role is really build a culture of adaptability and resilience. Because that's what today's extreme uncertainty world, where, you know, we're moving from a trend of globalization to a trend of deglobalization. Supply chains are completely, re-swizzling themselves. A lot of my sourcing of electronics and components that go into payment terminals has shifted from China to Mexico and to five other places. So with that kind of uncertainty, the culture we've tried to build is people that are nimble and that are collaborative and that are comfortable with not knowing and figuring it out and, you know, finding the people that can help them. So that's how I would describe it in a nutshell.
Well, it sounds like a noble pursuit. And I can see why that would get you energized to try to find, to recruit those folks. And then you've got to develop them. And to your point, whatever success looks like today, I mean, that's a lot of it is a moving target, isn't it?
It is a moving target. And, you know, one of the things I've seen companies do, which I've learned from, you know, you always try to learn from doing it wrong and learn from mistakes teach you more than success does, right?
So right.
The biggest mistake I've seen companies make is they set very aggressive short-term goals, and then they set not very aggressive, if at all, long-term goals. And I do it the opposite way. I set very realistic and very achievable short-term goals, and I set very lofty and audacious longer-term goals, because that works way better. And by the way, research proves that people underestimate what they can do in the long term and overestimate what they can do in the short term.
Interesting. I'm sure that's true. I've never really thought about it in that frame, but that makes a lot of sense. So you obviously get a great deal out of your participation in TAG, and I can see it in your eyes. I can hear it in your voice. And anecdotally, through some of the ways that you're sharing, that you're interacting with folks, what tips, if any, would you have for other people who are entering into this ecosystem? What would you encourage them to do or not do to help them get the most out of a resource like TAG?
So I've been associated with TAG for many years, being in technology and being in Atlanta. And I'm a recent board member at TAG as well. So I'm very passionate about what the organization does and how it serves the technology community in Atlanta, but more importantly, how it's creating a bridge between technology and other non-technology businesses in the Atlanta ecosystem. And more specifically, when we think about where businesses are going, especially with the advent of artificial intelligence, there's going to be no business that is not a technology business. Everybody is going through, you know, an overused term is digital transformation. But in plain and simple terms, everybody is looking at everything that they do as part of their operations and what can be automated and what can be technology enabled to make themselves more efficient, more productive. And I think the technology companies that are in Atlanta and as well as elsewhere can play a big role in helping Atlanta and Georgia companies go through that transformation. And TAG plays a pivotal role in connecting those dots.
Wow, I feel like you've answered that question before. You're very articulate about that and passionate.
Let's just say I've thought about it.
Well, Robbie, it has been a real delight having you on the show, man. Thanks for making the time. I'm going to let you get back to it, but I can't thank you enough for joining us. Keep up the good work, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, Son. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Our pleasure. All right, we'll be back in a few from Georgia Technology Summit 2024.